Welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast, your weekly dose of soul-to-soul conversation that will have you saying peace out to your 9-to-5 to explore in your sacred calling. The topics center around conscious business and interviews with the folks who started them. We'll be exploring the art of being human and what it takes to live your life fully expressed and financially free. I'm Christina Gomes, and I went from high-paying job as a psychotherapist to leaving it all behind for my desire to travel the world playing my original music, to becoming the CEO and soulpreneur founder of FreeYourCreativity.org, where I help visionary leaders create the businesses of their wildest dreams. If you have a sacred calling, stick around. My prayer is that you become the permission slip for the collective, as you hear the soul-inspiring stories that call you forth into creative action. Let's get to the soul. Hello, happy live podcast day. We're live on Instagram. Welcome if you're watching on Instagram. We are now live in my group, The Conscious Creative Collective for Soulpreneurs on the Rise. And all of this and the replay of this live podcast can be found in my podcast. Well, who knew? Welcome, Kayla. You came. You found us. Join us. Thank you for being here. Yes, so my podcast, The Conscious Creative Podcast, is recorded live on Thursdays, and I'm so excited to be able to see you and interact with you live, and that is really cool as well. So if you have any questions as things are coming up, and or you want to ask questions and you're on the podcast, find me live in either my group or Instagram, and you'll get a lot more live support. So today's lesson and transmission is all around pre-qualifying your clients so that you only work with the best clients. Now, you might be thinking, oh, Christina, but aren't all your clients the best clients? Yes, now they are. And you may be in a place in your business and life where you're ready to up-level, or you're ready to attract your first few higher paying clients, or you're switching your niche. Maybe you're coming out of the spiritual closet and you want to work with people that you don't have to defend your beliefs and value system to. So wherever you are, whether you're getting started and you want to attract your first few higher paying clients that are really a right fit, or you've had a few clients that you're like, I don't know why, but this feels heavy, this transmission is for you. We're going to clean that up, and I'm going to help you to pre-qualify your clients so you're always flowing, moving, shaking, and dancing. So if you're here with me live, let me know where you are in your business. Do you have a bunch of paying clients? Do you have no paying clients? Do you have clients trickling in? And how many clients would you like to work with a month to feel like, okay, I'm in business, I'm fully booked, here we go. I love working with my clients. And, you know, whether you're working one-on-one or you have a group offering, either way, you get to choose how many feels like, yes, this feels good. Great. So I've had a few conversations with mentorship clients that they are either ready to work with clients with higher level problems or different desires, straight up. Like maybe their clients are fine people characteristically, maybe they vibe and match on the value level, but they want to work with a different tools. They want to help people at a different level. They no longer want to help beginners, or they no longer want to help people with a certain mindset. And I even had a client conversation where she felt like the client she was working with now, and this was a new client, and so she felt like the client that she was working with now wasn't quite ready for her work. And I've coached around this numerous times, and it makes sense. Sometimes there are just some clients that you're like, oh, I'm really excited to do this deep work with, or I'm really excited to present these tools that I learned. I'm really excited to help them really transform and transition. But then you get on the calls and they're not actually ready for that level of work, what do you do? So I coached her around this because whenever we're getting on the discovery calls with clients that aren't a right fit, or we're working with clients that we're like, I'm kind of bored of this topic. This is not a them problem. This doesn't mean that your client is naughty or bad. And if they're not ready for the work, what I want to know is what in your messaging made them think that that's what you were offering and that they were ready, right? So messaging is really, really important to pre-qualify your people. And we're going to get into that today. So it's important also that as you grow or get bored of what you have been teaching, that you're tracking that. Now, I do like to work individually with people. Even in my group program, there's a lot of intimacy and personalized coaching. So whenever someone's bored, I want to question that and I want to dig a little deeper, because those of us who grew up in chaotic homes or have trauma or are addicted to chaos, boredom can actually feel unsafe. And that's not what we're trying to create here. I'm not saying like always be excited about everything, always be excited about your business, like, because excitement can also it can feel similar to anxiety. And we want to differentiate, like, are we actually excited about a new topic or a new level, or we want to expand our business, we want to expand in this idea, in this concept and this topic, or are we just, you know, wanting to burn things down because we haven't learned how to settle our nervous system into consistency? So either way, we want to check. So you can self-reflect, and I would, if you were my client, I would be reflecting with you and asking you the right questions. But just right now, just notice which one it might be for you. And if you're bored because you're bored, you get to also own that. And I'll give you some examples. Like, I got so bored of teaching productivity or how to put things on your calendar. Like, I got so bored of teaching people how to show up, how to put things on their calendar to get it done. I'm like, aren't we adults? Like, you don't have Google Calendar? I got really bored of that. So I did two things, actually. I didn't just say, oh, I'm bored of that, business gets to explode, because, or like burn it down. Like, we want business to explode in a good way, not in a bad way, not explode, poof, evaporation, gone. We want to, instead of burning our businesses to the ground, I created a success codes mini series. And so now when anybody says like, oh, I can't find time, or people are complaining that they have no time, when I know, when I've worked with a mom of three, so a child under three, a teenager, and then a tween, and she had a full-time corporate position and she had clients, I know that finding time is possible no matter who you are. If you want something, if there's a will, there's a way. And if you have the willpower to create something, if you really, really want something, then time and working with time is sort of basic. And so what I did was I made this success codes course that all my clients receive. So if they are coming and they're like, oh, you know, like, I don't have any time, instead of like teaching over and over again how time works, which was starting to bore me, and how, like, just basically like how to open up Google Calendar, which, like, I don't even teach on, like, that you can Google, and anything you can Google, you probably don't want to waste your time asking a creative, but, like, you know, you can Google how Google Calendar works. But I created this lesson on becoming a time bender, which comes inside my Success Codes mini series, which can be bought a la carte on my Work With Me page, but it's given to all of my clients so that I can say, okay, I understand your problem. You need to become a time bender, go through this lesson, and then report back to me, because I'm not going to start to, like, go through like the fact that they can't Google something. No, everybody knows how to Google something. Everyone knows how to use their calendar. So if they're not using their calendar, then there's something else going on, right? So I just got bored of that. And so instead of being like, oh, my clients are this or that's, you know, I don't want to teach on this anymore, I just recorded a lesson. And I recorded so many lessons on success and the codes of success for not only me, but for the problems that I didn't have that kept coming up in my lessons and in my courses and in my masterminds. I was like, oh, I don't have this. I don't have a time problem. Like, I am a time bender. So it confused me that people didn't have time. And then also, I'm not a busy mom. So like, it, you know, I needed to understand why people were not finding time. And I don't have a time problem because I don't have a will problem. Whenever I want something, I put all of my effort behind it, and I learn and I study and I get what it is that I want, not from doing affirmations and praying, but becoming somebody who gets what they want. Because I'm resourceful, I'm scrappy, because I didn't have a lot growing up. I had no one teaching me this. I had to self-learn and self-study because I was basically raised by wolves, and everything that I learned from mistake, which is, if you're studying human design, I'm a 6-2, and sixes for the first part of their lives get to make a lot of mistakes. And this is great because now I get to be the role model and be like, hey, like, I totally understand how time works because nobody taught me how time works. And if I wanted to get out of my shitty town that nobody gets out of, I was gonna have to work hard, study, get into college. And I did. I moved to California when I was 20 something years old, then moved to Hawaii, then traveled the whole world. Like, I got a master's degree. Like, nobody else in my family went to college. I'm the first in my immediate family to go to college. And I grew up in a working class neighborhood, and I was the poorest of my friends in this working class neighborhood. So I wrote a post about that today. No surprise. This isn't coming from an emotional reaction. I want to share with you that if I can do it, if Tiffany, my mom of three, can do it, you can do it too. But coming back to being bored was like, you know, this wasn't something that I wanted to be known for. I wanted to teach on like marketing to spiritual people. I wanted to teach on how to use your authentic voice and energy field to attract people who are soul aligned to work with you. I wanted to teach on designing an offer so amazing and beautiful that people like raved about this work for years to come, and then they become your megaphones. They're marketing for you. Like, these things excite me, and they still do. So we need to scrap that like I don't have time nonsense. And so I teach on it. And now I also don't work with people before they've gone through that Success Codes mini series. There's nothing required in my mastermind except to go through that program, so you know how to approach the program. And everybody gets that, and they're changed. Their lives are changed from the Success Codes mini series. If you want it a la carte, it's available on my website. So there's another way to pre-qualify your clients. So that's not really how to pre-qualify my clients. That was just like how to get my clients prepared. So my client who was kind of saying, hey, I don't think that this client is ready for my work. You know, we talked about why, but I also then asked, well, what did you do? What have you got going on to help people to get prepared to work with you? And it can be as simple as a welcome packet. It can be as simple as an application, which we're going to talk about in a moment. It can be as simple as something that you are pre-qualifying them. You're getting, but you're also in the pre-qualifying process, you're getting them prepared. So pre-qualifying and prepping them to understand who they get to be in your container, so that everything runs smooth, everything is aligned, and you can get to the real work. If people don't know where they can ask questions, if people don't know how they can approach you, if people don't know what questions are appropriate, like, I teach people even in my Success Codes series, like, how to Google things and what are the questions, how to ask a really good question so that they get the really great answer. Because you can even ask Google a better question. And you can certainly ask me a better question. If the question is Googleable, like what's the best tech for coaches, you know, what's the best course hosting platform? I do have lessons around that. And if we work privately, I'm going to be a little bit more creative about that because I'm going to know more about you and why you're asking that question. But if you can ask Googleable questions to Google, then you're going to get creative, deep answers for the questions that Google cannot answer, but your coach can and your mentor can. And that's why I don't have any high value programs that don't have me in it. So a high value offer for you is going to have a little bit of you in it. The more intimacy, the more high value. So of course, my mentorships have loads of intimacy, so they are priced higher. And then my school has intimacy, has weekly Q&A, and that's priced appropriately. But all of my high value offers have high touch moments. So just consider that for your own offering. And if you're like, oh, but I just want to go passive, I just want to have a self-paced course, ask yourself why. Is it because you're not working with the right clients? Is it because you're not working with clients that are like, oh, this is a juicy question, thanks for asking your questions, you know, like, thanks for bringing me your questions so I can do my job? And if you're starting to get bored of the questions, what can you put into place passively, like a book or a course or a pre-lesson that they all need to go through before the call so that they are prepared, so that they are ready? So your client's not being ready for the work, that's not really a them problem. I want to know what is your messaging like? What did you say in your content to call them in? And what do you have put in place to prepare them for your calls? So let's see. I want you to know that I'm not saying like, oh, I get bored of repeating questions. It's just certain questions I get bored of. And if you're thinking, oh, well, now I can't ask her a question, like, there are no wrong questions. And in the sales process, so if you're interested in working with me in one of my offers, in the sales process, I am so very happy to answer your questions because I want you to know if we're a right fit to work together before we're working together. So if you have a question around that, if you have a question around, I got a question earlier today, what does this certain course look like? Sent a little video of the behind the scenes of that certain course. Amazing. Was quick, seamless for me. Now I have that resource. If anyone else asks that question, can send them that video. I had somebody who was like, oh, you know, sent me a voice note. I'm not sure if, you know, this is cool. And if you're really considering working with me, I do prefer text in Instagram and stuff because my mentorship clients, we are voice noting, and some of them need to like find the space and feel safe to use their voice. So that channel off of social media, and I'll get like 10 minute voice notes just with a few clients if it's appropriate. Normally the agreement is 3 minutes, but I have this one client where we're working on her feeling safe to share her voice. And so for her to have that safe space to have a 10 minute voice note, I can always speed it up 2 times it. Now it's 5 minutes. We're good. But it's about me holding that space for her to really be witnessed in her voice and how she wants to say things. So it's a very beautiful process. And so I don't have so much space in my DMs for people that honor client for, you know, your whole life story. That's really cool. Instagram cuts it off at a minute, so we don't have to worry about that. But like, I am here to answer your questions and let's go. Like, if you're not sure that your question is a good one or if it's going to bore me, try me. Like, I'm not rude about, whenever I'm bored, that's when I know, like, I can create a video about this and then have that as a resource. So it's no, you know, it's no problem. So there are no wrong questions. I want them. And usually, like, if I have a lesson on it, then I get to direct people to that lesson. So it's really great. And I love repeating questions because I know my clients are on the right track when they're asking a certain question. So it's not the repeating questions. It's just like, I know at what level that clients come into my world at. And if they're not ready, then I refer them out or I refer them to my Success Code series. So this has become such a beautiful pre-qualifying process because I'm never like, oh God, like I'm never resentful of my business. I'm never resentful of my business or my clients' questions because I pre-qualify them. So I'm going to give you some examples of how to do that in a moment, but I just really wanted to drive home why it's important, because when you become resentful of your business or your clients, oh my goodness, then you're just filled with resentment and that exudes in your content. You'll start to have content that's like, don't, you know, attitude-y content. And like, sure, I'm working with a teacher now that is so fun in her content. She's such a badass. She's like a hard no to so many things. And I'm like, that's great. Like, I love it. Like, I love the way she's just like, no bullshit, you know, and I can get like that as well, but it in a loving way. So it comes from a loving way because it's not coming from resentment. But when you're resentful of your business or you're not having fun in your business, you're not having joy, you're not working with joy to work with clients, and joy to work with clients for you is going to be different than joy to work with clients for me. And we're going to get to that in a moment. But yes, if you're not feeling joy, like really, what is the point? So instead of burning your business down, like business doesn't work, you get to reintegrate joy into your business. And it's going to start with the topics that you're coaching and teaching around. It's going to start there, really. And it's going to start, then it's going to trickle into your clients. So if you're creating content of like from a resentful place, it is just a block. It repels joy to work with clients because joy to work with clients come from a connection. And if they're always connecting with you out of resentment and from like disempowered energy, and they're connecting with you over victim mentality, or they're connecting with you over complaining, then you're going to get a client that complains versus do the work. And coaching and guidance and teaching never works if it's just the teacher being like, you have to do this. And the person, like receiving is just like, no, I don't want to do anything. Like everybody knows that anything you want to accomplish will take some presence, some effort. Yes, we want it to be less effortful. Like we want it to be easeful instead of effortful, like feeling like, but like effort is great. I went for a walk today and I walked down this hill and that's very easeful. And, you know, not really. Like, I just turned 40 and I'm like, this isn't as easeful as it used to be. I'm rubbing my knee because, like, downhill on the knees is interesting. But going up is effort. It's effort, right? But, like, you know, I want to walk for my mental health. I want to walk for this, like, attitude, this like tapas in yoga, this willpower. Your willpower comes from the fire of you being like, I can do this. And I was an athlete. I've done all sorts of things like that. So I know that archetype, that tapas very well. And if you took a yoga class where your teacher was a masochist, and you stand in one pose for so long and you're like, I fucking hate you. I hate this, but you're there for a reason. You're there and you're in that pose to build that I can attitude. And so we just don't seem to have that with our work ethic these days. And I grew up on the East Coast, so I do. You know, I have working class conditioning in my veins. And I'm like, no, you gotta work for what you want. But I want you to know it becomes easeful when your effort is things that actually, what do they say? Move the needle forward, move the needle in your business. What does that mean? It's like moving the needle up, like that actually work to attract clients. So pre-qualifying and having a pre-qualifying process will help because you won't feel like your calls are that much effort. You won't feel like your teachings, it's like a lot of effort to get people to understand. And so that could happen like if you're, you know, coming out of the spiritual closet and you're like, I'm just going to own what a wackadoodle spiritual person I am. Like, I believe in energy. I believe in human design. I believe in astrology. I believe in the effect of the planets on our everyday world and the trajectory of our life. I'm a huge astrology fan. I use all of these systems in my own life. I'm a double Virgo when it comes to this, and systems and rituals, routine, like that's it all makes sense, right? So we can look at your chart, we can figure out where your chart, you know, what's going on for you, for how you can brand and speak, and why some things are harder for you. I love astrology. And if I'm working with somebody who's not spiritual, it's a whole other language. And spirituality to me is very, very broad. Like if you have a faith in something greater than you, then we're going to get along. If you understand energy, or at least understand that we are more than the physical body, that's fine. We can work with that. You don't have to be fully immersed in like burning sage and like actually don't, you know, sage is not indigenous to probably where you are living right now, but just, you know, burn your local smokes, your local smudge. That's the best way. But what I'm trying to say is like, you don't have to be, pulling oracle cards is not the only thing that makes you spiritual, although I have my archetypes cards here. But why I love archetypes so much and work with archetypes is from depth psychology. So depth psychology is a spiritual practice, right? Yoga is a spiritual practice. And even though it's also a science, it's still based in spirituality. And at some level, you get to have a lot more faith. So breaking that down, you get to pre-qualify your clients, but my spiritual people are also action takers. They're like spiritual down to earth people, just like me, right? Just like me. So your best clients don't have to be just like you. And my clients are not just like me, but like their qualities can be the same, or they're working towards having a better work ethic, having better boundaries, being a great teacher, guiding people through their sales journey, which is basically being a great leader and teacher and leading people through their sales journey. Like you're all learning expert biz strategy from an ex-therapist who is spiritual baddie. Like if that sounds good, yes, like I've pre-qualified you as a good person right now. I just did it. If you're watching, you can understand I've pre-qualified you. All those people that are like, not me, they've unfollowed me already, and I don't give a shit. Good. Make space for what is meant for you. Okay. So I love repeating questions. Ask your questions. I also created courses on these subjects because I get obsessed with helping people personally with these things, because personalization is key for these types of questions. So questions that light me up are when I can give somebody a personal, like knowing them, knowing a little bit about their human design, knowing a little bit about where, what's in their chart. You know, I don't read people's charts. How I do this is it's depth psychology, Jungian psychology. I understand symbols. I understand archetypes. So I understand all 12 of the zodiac archetypes and all of the planets that those archetypes rule. And I understand like the layering of it, okay? And then the houses, I understand that. So there's an understanding, but am I an astrologer that's gonna read your chart? That's not what we're doing here. But if you tell me that Leo is in your fifth house, like we're gonna be very creative, aren't we? We're gonna get on stage, and I'm gonna be able to understand what you're trying to convey through that language, which not a lot of people understand. But I don't just work with astrologers, or like you don't need to know anything about astrology to work with me, because I work in very plain language. I'm not going to tell you, oh, Jupiter is in the eighth house, so go on, live your life. I'm not even gonna maybe say that. I'm gonna tell you like what it means for you in your life in plain English, down to earth, and based on what you desire, so I can get to know you. So in all of my programs, I get to know you. I do have a la carte courses, and they're not my favorite because I don't have that level of intimacy that helps me feel joyful and fulfilled and satisfied in my business model. So you want to pre-qualify your clients. It's very, very important because it affects everything. Okay. So here are three ways to pre-qualify your clients So you're always working with people you are stoked to work with who are ready for the deep work that you're ready to provide. Now, if you're switching or you're creating a new offer, I have an opportunity for you. So the Conscious Creative Business Immersion is open for enrollment now. This might be my last time. It's in its 10th iteration. I'm certainly not bored of this program and mastermind at all. I was working this continuously, and now it might just go once a year, Conscious Creative Business Immersion, very high level mastermind for people who want to design or refine an offering that is irresistible to joy to work with clients. So if you are feeling stagnant, or you're on an income plateau, or you know that you've switched a niche, or you know you need a new offer, or you're on the edge of creating your offer and you want it to be a success, even if it's a brand new offer, so even if you're just getting started, you want the Conscious Creative Business Immersion because you want to start right. You don't want to have a failed launch of your first launch of this offer because that's so discouraging. So the Conscious Creative Business Immersion is all about offer design, but we go deep into packaging up that offer and talking about that offer in ways that attract joy to work with clients only. And then you also get transformational sales skills and launching. So all the business skills that you need to have a successful six-figure a year business and continue that success every year with a signature offer. This is really how I've done it. I had one, maybe two offers for all of these consecutive 4 6-figure years in a row and growing. And I want that for you because it gives space. More than anything, it gives space. So working with clients who are pre-qualified to work with you gives space, headspace. And then when you have the rituals and routine that I teach in module 4, is it module 4? Yes. Yes, this is where you grow your audience and you build in the audience growth rituals and routine so that you only have to work 3 days a week if you choose. You can choose to work more, but like eventually after everything is built, you can just press go on it and keep launching that same offer, or you'll know how to launch any offer and create any offer for the rest of your life. You'll know how to do it properly the first time, and then you can go use those skills to create anything you want. The Conscious Creative Business Immersion begins in May, but I'm enrolling now. If you enroll in the next 2 weeks, you get $2,000 off. I've never done this. So like this is for limited time and a limited amount of people. So please apply. Do not wait to apply. And let's get into these 3 ways to pre-qualify your clients so that you're always working with joy to work with people, which we go deeper on in module 4. I help you to create an application. And one of those ways is you can consider an application process. Now, there's different ways to consider if you're ready for an application process. So this is why I work personally with people, because depending on where you're at, you might not want one. But my client who said, hey, I don't think that my client I'm working with now is ready for this work, we set up an application so that we can know. And in my application process, like it's asking the questions that I get to determine if they're ready. So you are determining if people are ready. Only you know if people are ready. And we're going to get to that in a second. But only you know if people are ready. And these questions will help them self-qualify. If you have a question like, okay, I don't usually work with just business coaches, but I have had a few business coaches. And then the business coaches that I work with usually aren't focused on money or helping people just, you know, at a certain level of money. But let me just use this example because it's very tangible. Like say that you are a business coach that only wanted to work with people who are already making 5K. I don't. You can be, you know, making more than that or haven't made anything at all. It doesn't matter. This is about your offer design and your personal offer design and your next level offer and making sure that it's very valuable for your people. So, where was I? Oh, right. So say in this example, then you would ask, how much are you making period. Like that, it gets that easy. I ask that question because I want to know what they, where they are at and where they want to be. But it doesn't say, it's not like, oh, if they're at a certain place, then they don't get to join the program. And the only thing that it really, if people are not ready for my program, is if they have, they don't take responsibility. So any client that I've ever worked with that blamed their last coach, and I have, like, even though it was a boundary, I'm like, oh, let me just squeak this last one in. And I did a couple rounds ago, I squeaked one more in of like, they were complaining about their last coach, but I was like, I'm not like their last coach. Here we go. Like, this is really going to work for them. And they ended up not paying me. They're paying me now, but they ended up not paying me. And it's like, this is why I don't. They're paying me now. Cause, and they did get really great, they gave really great feedback. They loved the program, but they're not taking self-responsibility. They're blaming other people. So then they're not taking responsibility to pay for the things that they've bought. You know, they are now, but it took more effort for me to coach that person, chase them for invoices. I'm over here doing more work because I let somebody squeak in that wasn't self-responsible. And they showed the signs. They were complaining about their last coach. And I was like, ah, but they seem so kind. And kindness is fine. They were kind, but they didn't take responsibility. They didn't see it as their responsibility to pay for things that they bought. And I had to give extra coaching around that. And that's what I'm bored at. I work with the self-initiates. Like, I know what it took for my clients to write more emails than they thought they could write, to actually finish the launch, to it really takes willpower. And so if you have none, or you're just like, get me results, I'm here, where are my results? No. And I did have a conversation with somebody recently, and I did was like, I think I could work with this person, and they didn't even hire me because they were not a right fit. If you think that I do the work for you, no, but I do so much with you. And I'm one of the only business coaches still that, I mean, I don't know. Who says that? Like, I don't know who's else is out there doing what, because I don't look, I don't give a shit. I'm the best for my people, period. I really am. But I give creative reviews. So I co-create your sales page with you. I teach you like the formulas for it, what goes into a high converting sales page, but then you write it, I check it, and I help you upgrade it. That's in the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. That's the level of service you get. So you don't have to hire a copywriter and a, you know, sales designer and this. Like, if hey there, visionary leader. If you're resonating with this message, I'd like to invite you into your next level life and business. Enrollment has begun for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. This is my signature group container to help you design an offer so delicious, so juicy, so based on your soul gifts that you are thrilled to invite your soulmate clients inside of it. I'm going to teach you how to promote this offer with a ton of heart and to sell out this offer with ease to meet your revenue goals. I would love to have you inside if you are a visionary leader who knows that they are great at what they do. You'd like to collapse the timeline on how long it takes to reach consistent income with an offer that you truly love. Go to the link in the show notes to apply for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. I will be sitting with your application individually, and I will send an email to let you know if you've been accepted in a few days after application. Thank you for trusting me with your vision, and I can't wait to see what we co-create.
You know that you want a page that sells your offer that you can make better over time, join the Conscious Creative Business Immersion, because creating the offer isn't enough. If you don't know how to market it in a way that like is aligned with your soul, then, well, then we have a little, you know, it's like that, you know, then you're not going to be able to market it. You're not going to be able to get it in front of the people. And that is a bummer. It's not the offer. Your offer is great, especially if you designed it inside the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. Your offer is superb, sublime. It's going to be awesome. And yeah, I want to teach you how to actually fill it up. I want you to know exactly how to fill it up for you. So that's the level of service you get. Personal questions. What are your clients? What are your potential clients? What objections are they bringing you? That's a whole level of service. Then, of course, you took on like, oh, money objections. Everyone has a money objection. No, they don't. And how do you handle it when somebody's bringing you a money objection and you have a feeling, because you're intuitive, that there's something deeper going on? How do you actually get to the bottom of it? In my transformational sales module, module 5 of the signature create method that we go through in the business immersion, module 5 teaches you transformational sales skills that is not about pushing someone into buy, convincing them to buy. It's about meeting them in their objection. And you get to bring me the common objections that your people are facing, and I'll help you personally. And based on like your design, where you're comfortable, you know, what your offer is really about. Because if you just use the objection that I use, that's, you know, or you just use the coaching that I use, that's not going to make sense for your offer. So that's the benefit of building your offer and building your sales funnels, your sales journey, really, and your sales skills and marketing skills with somebody who cares about you and cares about transformation as a whole. I understand the transformational process first. And I know that it's a transformational process for you to create, launch, and sell your offer. And I know that you have a transformational process for your people that you need to be able to articulate. Boom. Transformation. Everybody's transforming. Then this ripple effect of transformation goes throughout the land and everyone's better off for it just because you decided to invest in yourself and you decided to believe that ready isn't a feeling, it's a choice. So you decided to be ready this year when you said, this is my year. You didn't leave it in your journal for another year. I just got a new client, Martha, hello, if you're watching, but she was like, this is my year. And I'm like, I know she's going to be a great client because she didn't just say that. She said, this is my year. And then she hired me and she's hitting the ground running, hands in her soul work. And we're co-creating her offer right now together. So another way to pre-qualify your clients, so the first one is application. If you want to know exactly what goes into your application, join the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. We cover that in module 4 and in month 3. So another one is to recognize that your work is not for everyone. You got to recognize that. You get to claim that. You get to own that. My work is not for everyone. And you may have heard, if you're speaking to everyone, you're speaking to no one. And yes, it's a cliche for a reason, because it's true. And if you're just going, oh, I work with busy moms, or you're just going, oh, I work with women over 30, you're not going deep enough. Your message will go over their heads, and we don't want that. We don't want crickets when you launch your offer. We want it filled. That's the goal. Attracting clients is why you're here listening to this transmission, and I want that for you. It's like I get like sparkles of joy whenever my clients get to go out and live their sacred calling, and especially full time. If you have one client and you want 5 and that's full time for you, let's go. Let's go get that. Okay. If you have 5 clients and you want 20 in your group work, let's go. Let's get that for you. It is possible. I know exactly how, and getting personalized support is going to help you know exactly how for you. So your work is not for everyone. And yes, sometimes you will get to meet people in their resistance. It's not like everybody that works with you is just like, yeah, like everything all the time. Lots of my clients have resistance around certain things, and I'm qualified and good at meeting them in their resistance and coaching them through it. So you'll get better at that the more clients that you work with. But straight up arguing, like if your clients don't believe in energy or don't believe in tarot and your whole course is on tarot, don't talk to them. Be like, cool, go do what you want to do. I'm here for people who want to learn tarot. If your whole offering is on transforming through gut health to have more energy in your life, and you're a busy mom, now that's how you work with busy moms. It's not just busy moms. It's busy moms that have a desire. So how do you pre-qualify these people through your message? If your work is not for everyone, who is it specifically for? You cannot have a pinpointed message. You cannot claim your channel as a messenger if you don't know who you're speaking to, or if you're speaking to the wrong people for you. So when you say busy mom, that's not specific enough. But when you say busy mom that has a bellyache 3 hours of the day and so can't run around with their kid as much as they like, and they, you know, need to drop their kid off at daycare so they have less money than they would like, all of these problems come from gut health. Oh my goodness, you're an expert on gut health. Oh my God. One person that I help with their message deeply is Niv. Niv was teaching general health coaching, but she had this very specific tool of Ayurveda. And then she went even deeper and she was like, I want to certify people in what I'm doing. Boom. This was so interesting to me because she had an offer that she thought she was going to develop in the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. I really encouraged her to up level, to own her power as someone who's ready to certify people, because that's what she wanted. And she didn't want to just work with people who wanted to grow, but she wanted to help leaders who wanted to teach this work and help people as well. But they didn't have the Ayurvedic tools that she was ready to teach on. So her message had to switch. Her message had to stop being broad. When she came to me, she was doing a lot of content around journaling prompts. She was dancing on the internet, and all of that is beautiful. You don't want to completely get rid of those connective content pieces. But I taught her how to talk to people who are ready to be certified in Ayurveda. And she's still going out there rising in the industry as the number one Ayurvedic teacher and Ayurvedic certification program in all the land. Okay, if you want to get certified, message me and I will refer to her. She's also in my Watch My Clients Launch to Five Figures page, which is in the link in my bio, should be all over the place. It's my testimonials page. I have a special interview with her and you can hear all about her. So it's really important, your messaging, especially when you're up-leveling, because an old message to an old version of your client is not going to get you the new clients that you're ready to help, okay? And you want to focus on this, and this is what we focus throughout the business immersion. There's a bonus course that I have on this. If you want to go through it a la carte, it's available on my website, but you don't get your personal questions answered. And really, this is key, because I see things that you probably don't see. And for many reasons, most coaches are like this, okay? Most coaches see your blind spots, because when we're so close, when we got our face pushed up to the microphone, or you can't see the forest through the trees. You can't see the forest through the trees. If you're in the forest, you see the trees that are in front of you, but the forest is much bigger. So I often see and take a zoomed out approach and hold the vision, the bigger vision, for my clients that they might not even believe they're capable of. And I'm like, no problem. Yes, we're going to create this one masterclass. Yes, we're going to create this one piece of content right now. But it's for the bigger picture of you standing in your power as the guide, as a highly valued, well-paid guide, making real change in the world consistently month after month, and not having to work any other job. This is what lights me up. Like, my podcast is all about quitting your 9-to-5, but I'm giving these skills because that's the way. You don't want to quit your 9-to-5 just to live in a gutter because you don't know how to run a successful business. No, you want to live your sacred calling full time. And that means you get your offer going first, then you quit your job. I wouldn't quit your job until you're making consistent revenue and you know how, okay? Like, you still need to pay your coaches, you need to pay your mentors, you need to hire the courses, you need to understand how this works. And if you just read books, that's a start, but you're never gonna get your personal questions answered from a book, and you know that, okay? So, then three, pre-qualifying your clients. Straight up saying who your work is not for is a third way. So first, application. Second is really knowing that you're who it is for. But then once you know who it's for, who is it not for? Or you could go the other way. Who is it not for? And then you know it's for, who it's for. Like, whichever way you go is cool. Like, what do they say? The universe doesn't work in can'ts. My universe does. I'm like, I cannot stand this type of client. This, the victim mentality. I can't stand people who hold on to their excuses. I mean, if you have an excuse, you can share it. I'm going to be able to see it and coach you through it. Happily coach you through it. It is my role. But if you refuse to let go of an excuse, No. So that's who my shit is not for, okay? Do you have the balls to niche? Do you have the womb space to say, if you're going to F around in this program and not show up for yourself, that's a you problem, and it is clearly affecting the rest of your life. If you can't show up on time for something, I wonder what it's affecting in your life. I wonder how many jobs you've lost. I wonder how many relationships you damaged, all because you can't figure out time. Here's a lesson on it. Go through the success codes mini series. It's only $18 and you will have success for everything. It comes with the meditation that I listen to every day. You walk away with the symbol that heals your ancestral lineage. It's deep, deep work for $18. It's just like when you've gone through that program, really, and you're taking your time, really to heart, like, amazing. So what are you like? I want to know, and you can even put it in the comments here. Let me know. Message me if you're on the podcast. Like, yes, like tell me who are you afraid to say no to? Who are you afraid to say no to? Like, I do not tolerate people getting loud with me. You'll get kicked out of my life. I do not tolerate. And you can ask my friends. I didn't talk to my best friend for a whole month because he stood up and yelled at me. And I said, I know the house you grew up in, and it doesn't matter to me. Your childhood trauma does not give you a hall pass to ever yell over me. You don't get to yell at me. Plain and simple. It's a boundary of mine. It's a hard no. None of my clients have ever done that, but like me and my clients have such a beautiful flow. It's like nobody's coming angry at me, projecting their anger at me. If you're angry, here's some tools on anger management. I have them actually, but I mostly have them in my teacher training course because it's like, it's like you may, I work with youth who were sexual offenders. I definitely worked with anger and anger management, but I got bored of that. I don't want to work with teenagers who need this type of anger management. I want to work with leaders and adults who are teaching these kinds of practices to their people. I know you know. When I work with people who are nervous system repair experts and I work with coaches and healers and guides, I know that they've done this work. You know, they're going to punch the pillows and they're going to teach me something when a new kind of activity or tool they're sharing with their clients. I'm like, oh, cool. That's amazing. I love that. And I learn new anger management. We have anger. Anger is fine. Sacred rage is fine. But I'm not the coach that is doing sacred rage work. We're not yelling in my courses. We're not going, oh, actually, the way that I heal anger and anger therapy for me is vocal toning and toning to different psychological points in the body and using the voice to tone to those points in the body. If this is interesting to you, stay with me, message me, follow me, because I'm having a teacher training on this coming up this summer. Super cool. But you can already start going through this teacher training if you join me at the school level. You'll get it self-paced, and then I'm going having a live teacher training in the summer. And it's not about me teaching you anger management, although with any teacher training, you teach yourself first. You take yourself through it first. And that's really beautiful. Because when we can work our own problems in this way, that was my whole master's level education, was like self-work, because that's the way, self first. And then the yoga, the same. So studying Eastern psychology and Western psychology, I just realized it's psychology. Like your psyche is your psyche from whatever lens you look at the psyche. And you will have different things that you're working on. So I don't say no to clients who have anger problem. They just don't get to project it onto me. And like, here's, you know, like, that's it. Like, nobody gets to yell at me. You will be fired from my program and you won't get your money back. That's just a thing. And it's not happened. None of my clients, oh my God, my clients definitely wouldn't. But a friend I had to kick out of my life. A couple of friends. I was like, I don't know. We're in this conscious community. We're over, many of us are over 30. I just turned 40. Like, if you even learned how to not yell, like, you don't get a space in my life. Like, go read a book, right? Okay. So you get to know what is yours. Like, what is your hard no? What are you excited about teaching and coaching around? Doesn't have to be what you're learning. So I am in different programs learning all sorts of things that I might never teach on. I'm just excited to learn it for my own self and my own growth, okay? So do you have the cojones, the womb space, the ovaries to say no? And this is really hard for me because I want to help. So, like, just like I said, I let somebody squeak in that I was like, okay, they're great. I really got everything else, you know, down, but this self-responsibility thing, they didn't have down, and it bit me in the ass. They didn't pay for the program. They're paying now, but, you know, it's been a long time coming, and I know why they didn't is because they don't value me. They don't value this work, and then they're not going to get results. So that's the other thing too. If your people don't value you, they're not going to get the results. This person did not get any results because she doesn't value her program. She doesn't value coaching if she literally doesn't pay for it. So, like, money is just what you value. So if you're giving a lot away for free, like, just stop that. Say no to that, okay? But yeah, I really wanted to help, and I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And there's been plenty of people who I've extended their payment plan. I love that. I love extending their payment plans. But just to receive nothing for the work that you've done, no, that doesn't work like that. So it's learning. It's all a learning, and it happens at every level, especially when you're giving and big-hearted like me. Like, I get to check every time. Like, you know, I don't want to say no to people who want to work with me, but we got to. Yeah, we got to, or it's going to bite you in the ass. I see flies here, and I feel like they're going to bite me in the butt. All right, well, this was it. If you want to work with me, if you want to know exactly how to craft a high-value offer, so your next offer, but know the principles for crafting an offer so you don't need a coach every time you want to do a new offer, you can craft a high-value offer. You want to know how to launch it to joy to work with clients only, and you want to have the transformational sales skills that it takes to sell an offer over 1,000. Sometimes my clients have offers that are under 1,000. That's okay. We build up to over 1,000. But most of my people, like the clients that were ready, they charged 6K. They sold at 6K. And these are not business courses. They sold at 6K. I had a client sell at 8K. I had a client sell at 3K. So, like, I'm not here to tell you exactly what to price. I have masterclasses on pricing, but I help you to find your soul aligned price. We just did that work. It's available on YouTube for free for a limited amount of time. If you Google me and you Google pricing, maybe it'll come up. If you message me, I can give you the link directly. But finding your soul aligned price is the practice that I gave in this free masterclass. All right, I have some calls coming up, so I'm gonna say aloha, but please apply. Do not wait, because if you apply now and you enroll in the next 2 weeks, you get $2,000 off. What? And more at the mentorship level. And you get a week-long intensive with me before we even begin, because we begin in a month. So you get started now, pay less money, and get cranking, get rocking and rolling. So you get 4 months instead of 3, and you save money. Like, what? So don't wait. People wait, and then they're like, oh my God, like, I wish I could have got the $2,000 off. Yeah, and you are at the class where this is how you become a time bender. You don't wait to feel something to choose to be ready. Ready is a choice. It's a choice, and then the feelings will come from that. The feeling of you choosing yourself, choosing to be ready, choosing to take action is an out-of-this-world feeling, and it won't happen before the choice. It happens after the choice. The new feeling comes. Okay? So choose, then watch what happens in your life. Okay, I will talk to you so soon. Bye-bye.